This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel in Colorado Springs. While President Joe Biden was touting his renewable energy achievements Wednesday, he highlighted a project in Colorado and the congresswoman who voted against it. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Biden's Inflation Reduction Act includes funding to help renewable manufacturing in the U.S. CS Wind in Pueblo, which could bring more than 800 jobs to the area, benefited from the bill. The president used this example to take a dig at Representative Lauren Boebert, who he jokingly described as, quote, that very quiet Republican lady.
It's in her district, who, along with every other Republican, voted against this bill. And it's making all this possible. And she railed against its passage.
Boebert replied on social media that she'll call out Biden every single day and won't be quiet about it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The race to replace Colorado's Senate Majority Leader has kicked off. CPR's Benta Berkland has details.
Three Democratic senators, Faith Winter, Rachel Zunziger, and Robert Rodriguez, are currently vying for the Senate's number two spot after Democrat Dominic Morano announced that he was leaving the state Senate. The majority leader holds a lot of power in the chamber, scheduling floor debates and managing committee assignments. Democrats hold a 23-12 majority in the Colorado Senate and are expected to pick a new majority leader in September. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Lowline Fire is over half contained but still burning north of Gunnison in south central Colorado. This is CPR News.